KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Checking high school sports from last night in wrestling. Thursday night, it was Harlan beating Clarinda 39-33 in a Hawkeye 10 duel. Also last night in double duel action, it was Thomas Jefferson over Bishop Heelan Catholic 50-30. Thomas Jefferson beating Sioux City East 37-35. Sioux City East over Abraham Lincoln 55-24. Also, Corning beat Pleasantville 42-22, I-35 over Corning 39-17, and I-35 beating Pleasantville 60-15. Nottoway Valley beat Mount Air 39-30, Mount Air topping East Union 54-18 last night. In high school basketball on Thursday night, in boys' hoops, it was St. Albert over Lewis Central 55-45, Tri-Center beating Clarinda Academy 63-26, Sydney over Tarkio, Missouri 57-33, Rockport, Missouri downing Nishnabotna 57-21, Wayne defeated East Union 70-55, Murray over Lenox 76-53, Lamoni beat Mount Air 66-46, Heartland Christian topping Iowa School for the Deaf 63-45. In girls' hoops last night, St. Albert a winner over Riverside 49-29. It was Tarkio, Missouri over Sydney 35-22. Nishnabotna beating Rockport, Missouri 61-49. Wayne topping East Union 61-36. Murray beat Lenox 52-23. And Heartland Christian a 57-18 winner over Iowa School for the Deaf. We have high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN. Chris and I will be in Walnut tonight, as AHST will play host to Audubon in a Western Iowa Conference girl-boy doubleheader. Those games again tonight will be in Walnut this evening, as they'll be hosting that game between AHST and Audubon. Game time 6 o'clock for the girls and about 7:30 for the boys. We'll have both of those games for you live tonight here on KJAN and KJAN.com as well. The High School Girls Athletic Union announced its fourth basketball rankings of the season late yesterday afternoon. Class 5A Mason City remains the number one rated team. In 4A, Bishop Heelan Catholic stays put at the top spot. Harlan is up at two notches to number 12, while Lewis Central jumps into the top 15 list at number 15 this week. In 3A, Davenport Assumption stays at the number one spot. Western Christian remains number one in Class 2A, with IKM Manning still number two. Panorama staying put at number seven, and Kemper Catholic debuting at number 15. Missouri Valley, 12th last week, dropped out of this week's poll. Also in Class 1A, Bedford remains the top-rated squad, with Arweva number two. Adair Casey moves up one slot to number six this week. Villisca and Stanton switch places this week. Villisca up to number 9. Stanton drops to number 11 in this week's poll. Wichita State's men's basketball team is no longer undefeated. The 23rd-rated Shockers lost 69-60 last night at Tennessee as Trey Golden scored a game-high 25 points, leading the Volunteers to their fifth win in eight games. The only other top 25 game last night saw freshman Anthony Bennett score 27 points as number 20 UNLV won its sixth straight game, 91-44, over Laverne. Rutgers has suspended basketball coach Mike Rice 3 games without pay and fined him $50,000 for a violation of department policy. Athletic director Tim Pernetti says the suspension is a result of inappropriate behavior and language, not NCAA violations. Associate head coach David Cox will serve as the 6-2 team's interim coach during that suspension. Well, for decades, Northern Iowa and Drake were guaranteed at least one home and one road game a year against a Big Ten and a Big 12 team. Not anymore. That's been taken away. Those matchups with Iowa and Iowa State have now been reduced to just a single game played on a neutral floor in the state's capital, as Iowa will face Northern Iowa for the 43rd time in the opener of the Big Four Classic doubleheader tomorrow at Wells Fargo Arena. Hawkeyes are 8-2 and Northern Iowa 6-3. We'll have that game for you live here on the radio tomorrow. 12:30 is the pregame start time. The Cyclones will play Drake for the 172nd time, but for the first time, it'll be on a neutral floor. Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg says the new setup works for basketball fans in Iowa. The Cyclones are 7-3 on the season. Drake is focused on rebounding as they prepare for tomorrow's matchup against ISU. The Bulldogs have been out-rebounded by 5 per game in their 4-4 start, and they take on a Cyclones team that's out-rebounding its opponents by 11 per game.
A lot of it has to do with their athleticism. They're very athletic at pretty much every position they have. They just do a good job. I mean, Will probably does a better job on the offensive glass. He does a really good job going to the offensive glass. And, about rebounding, they want the ball. And if you want the ball and you're athletic, you're probably going to go get it.
That's Drake senior forward Jordan Clark, who leads the Bulldogs with just under 10 rebounds per game. Clark says they need to find a way to contend on the boards.
I mean, they got 2 guys in Will and Melvin that are averaging around 9 rebounds a game. And they rebounded well offensively as a team. So defensive rebounding is a huge emphasis for us this week. It's going to be important. That's along with shooting threes, that's how they get a lot of their points. So that's going to be very important for us.
Clark says everyone needs to be involved because Iowa State shoots a lot of three-pointers. That means there'll be a number of long rebounds. Tip time for that contest tomorrow at Wells Fargo Arena set for 4 o'clock. In the NBA, Atlanta's pulled into a tie with Idle Miami for the NBA's Atlantic Division lead as Devin Harris scored a game-high 20 points off the bench to help the Hawks beat the struggling Charlotte Bobcats 113-90. They improved to 14-6. Carmelo Anthony scored 22 of his 30 points in the first quarter as the New York Knicks held on after he departed with a sprained left ankle to beat the LA Lakers 116-107. Damian Lillard scored 29 points, leading Portland to a surprise 98-90 win over San Antonio. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Iowa Western Community College quarterback Jake Waters announced at a Thursday morning press conference on campus in Council Bluffs that he'll continue his football career in Manhattan as he'll play for Kansas State. The former St. Albert prep, Waters is coming off an outstanding season as he threw for 3,501 yards and 39 touchdowns with just 3 interceptions as he led the Reavers to their first national championship. Waters was also named NJCAA Offensive Player of the Year, and he was selected as a first team All-American in the junior college ranks. Michael Josefovsky made a 35-yard field goal on the final play of regulation to force overtime, then hit a 26-yarder in the extra session to give Marion, Indiana a 30-27 victory over Morningside of Iowa in the NAIA championship football game last night. Marion won its first national title in only its 6th season of football. In the semifinals, Josefovsky made a 51-yard field goal on the final play for a 20-17 victory over Missouri Valley College. Joel Nixon was 22 of 39 for 228 yards and 2 touchdowns for Morningside, and Fred Jones ran for 118 yards and 2 touchdowns on 18 carries. Nixon also threw 2 interceptions and lost a fumble in that game in Rome, Georgia last night, as Morningside ends their season as the national runner-up with a mark of 13-1. Notre Dame football coach Brian Kelly won the Eddie Robinson Coach of the Year Award after leading the Fighting Irish to their first unbeaten regular season since 1988 and a spot in the BCS National Championship game. That award is voted on by the 1,200-member Football Writers Association of America. Notre Dame will face Alabama in the title game January 7th in Miami. In the NFL last night, Andy Dalton threw one touchdown pass and ran for another score. An opportunistic defense forced five turnovers, and the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Philadelphia Eagles 34-13. The Bengals improve to 8-6 and grab a half-game lead over the Pittsburgh Steelers for the last playoff spot in the AFC. The Bengals would clinch their second straight playoff berth with a win over the Steelers if Pittsburgh loses to Dallas this Sunday. A loss to the Steelers, though, would likely ruin Cincinnati's chances. The Eagles' season was lost a long time ago. They fell to 4-10, losing double-digit games for the first time since 2005. Well, Robert Griffin III practiced on a limited basis a second straight day, and Redskins coach Mike Shanahan says that his rookie quarterback looked more comfortable than he was Wednesday. But Shanahan reiterated that he plans to wait as long as possible to announce whether RG3 or backup Kirk Cousins will start on Sunday against Cleveland. Griffin suffered a mild sprain of his right knee late in last week's game. Cousins replaced him on what proved to be the game-tying drive and then led Washington to victory in overtime. Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Dez Bryant says he'll play with a broken finger Sunday against Pittsburgh. Bryant was listed as a limited participant in practice Thursday. That's an upgrade from a day earlier when he sat out. The third-year pro fractured his left index finger in last weekend's 20-19 win at Cincinnati. He caught a touchdown after getting injured. Bryant practiced with a padded white glove that had the tip of the finger exposed. The Kansas City Chiefs have been having enough problems moving the ball through the air with their best wide receiver getting the most attention from opposing defenses. Imagine the difficulty they'll have on Sunday against Oakland, though. The Chiefs will be without Dwayne Bowe for the immediate future and perhaps the rest of the season because of a rib injury that he sustained last Sunday against Cleveland. That means a group of wide receivers who have been unproductive at best will need to step up their game. Former first-round pick John Baldwin still has not made an impact in the NFL, and veteran Steve Breston hasn't even been active the last several games, creating more underlying tension in an organization that's dealt with plenty of problems this season. Well, a big surprise signing in baseball yesterday, Josh Hamilton, who resurrected his career with Texas, now is taking his prolific bat to the West Coast. He'll play for the Los Angeles Angels. According to Texas general manager John Daniels, the free agent outfielder is signed on with the AL West rivals. Two people familiar with the talks tell the Associated Press that the 31-year-old outfielder is getting a five-year deal worth $125 million. Texas had hoped to re-sign the 2010 AL Most Valuable Player, who led the Rangers to consecutive World Series appearances in 2010 and 2011. Hamilton batted .285 with 43 homers and 128 knocked in last season. Hamilton's $25 million average salary matches Philadelphia first baseman Ryan Howard for the second highest in baseball. They trail only Alex Rodriguez's $27.5 million average with the New York Yankees. Ichiro Suzuki and the Yankees are closing in on a contract that would guarantee the outfielder between $12 and $13 million. The 39-year-old outfielder revived his career in New York after he was acquired from Seattle on July 23rd. The 10-time All-Star batted .261 with four homers, 28 knocked in, and 15 stolen bases in 95 games with the Mariners, then hit .322 with five homers, 27 RBIs, and 14 steals in 67 games for the Yankees to help them win the AL East. And 2 days of talks between the National Hockey League and the Players Association and federal mediators still haven't provided any answers how to end the lockout. Representatives from the fighting sides made it into the same room with a federal mediator Thursday. They just didn't make any noticeable progress. At no point on either day this week did Union Executive Director Donald Fehr meet with NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman and Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly. That's Jack at Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022 on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.